were able to help 200 veterans, most of which were homeless veterans that were in transition while we were out in Los Angeles.
But Dr. McDougall, apparently the greater Los Angeles received $24 million for the Accelerated Care Initiative to improve access to care. What was this money spent on in particular?
There was a central office provided a staffing algorithm to distribute the funding between mental health providers, specialty care providers, and primary care providers, and the support staff that goes along with it. So that's how the funding is being utilized.
All right, Ms. Murphy, does every single VA medical center have their own management plan as far as its usage of the facility? I mean, is there any central management plan, or how does that work? Right.
Thank you, sir. They should not have their separate plans. There is a directive and a handbook that governs land use agreements. These are managed out of the office of out of central office, out of the office of OCFM, Office of Capital Asset Facilities Management.
Doesn't seem to me that was followed in this case. Is that right?
You're correct. It was not.
Mr. Lord, is that a common practice where the central management plan is not followed?
Common practice, I don't know how to respond to that. I will acknowledge it's more complicated when you have all these stakeholders involved at centrally and at the local level. And even at the local level, you have different offices involved in tracking this, fiscal, contracting, business, operations. So
there's not one person in charge of the whole situation then in L.A. like... Dr. McDougall suggested that it was this guy that's now retired was in charge.
For sharing agreements, they've decentralized that function to the centers, and I'm not saying you necessarily have to fail given that. If you manage it properly, you can still do a good job due to decentralized approach.
Well, I would think that decentralized would be the best because you'd know the facility then rather than some bureaucrat in Washington telling them how to do things in L.A. I don't really like that. I mean, I like the people in L.A. deciding, but it seemed like the people in L.A. would have to make sure to collect the damn rent.
Sure. No, I always believe in trust, but you also have to verify. Verify they're doing things consistently.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you for your testimony here today. I'm out of time. Thanks, Mr. Chairman.